Hi, and welcome to this edition of Super Anti-Aging Podcast with Steve Halpern and myself. I haven't done some recent podcasts because I'm so busy doing research and traveling. But I have some exciting information for you on this podcast. Remember, it's all about possibilities. And the idea that we can change, and it's possible to change. It depends how much work you want to do, and also the knowledge base that you're using. And it's just endless. I was at a recent holistic pet show in Nashville, wonderful hotel, Gaylord Opera Resort. It was absolutely amazing. It's a 25 block covered, basically city, hotel attached to a city, but ecologically it was wonderful because it was plants and temperature controlled. It was almost like, what you'd like a future city to be like. But let me get to the Holistic Vet Conference. I learned a lot there because we do not, unfortunately, translate a lot of the human information to our dogs and cats. And I say, and focuses on canines basically because it seems like cats have less problems. Yes, they can get cancer, bladder cancer, which I'll talk about. But I guess it's their personalities. It's like, don't stress me out. Don't stress me out. Just leave me alone. Well, the dogs are always like, love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, love me. Give me attention, give me attention, give me attention. And then they get stressed out. Like, stressed out humans. So I'm going to focus this podcast on what I learned about the application of holistic nutrition science to canines. And it's interesting how the crossover, you know, the whole area of microbiome and humans, and many of the vets and many of the vet supplement companies were focusing on the canine microbiome. Especially since we've changed the diet for the most part of our dogs. And they basically eat processed fast food, kibble, and all sorts of dog food. And in fact, I found that interesting from Dr. Bill, really a smart vet with almost 40 years experience, that glycophosphates, that, you know, the whole GMO, the canines are hundreds of times more sensitive to that. And it might be why we're seeing more canine cancers. So I guess it's really important to give our dogs non-GMO. The other issue is, again, I was focusing on the microbiome. And there are lots of beneficial specific canine probiotics. I eventually will be putting these on my new website, BroccoHealth@Squarespace.com. BroccoHealth@Squarespace.com. And then that website, I have Brocco Pet, which is the first broccoli seed powder, non-GMO, whole food design for canines. It's really not that much different. In fact, it's almost identical to the human, but, you know, you got to call it pet. Otherwise, people say, why? Why am I giving human? Well, humans can take it too, but it's basically the same as in the Vitalica, but now it's in a nice container that you can spoon out, put into the dog food, some dogs just eat it straight. And as I've said in previous podcasts, I've watched miracles happen with dogs. There was one dog that I had a call from the owner, and basically the vet said dog's terminal with cancer. It was osteosarcoma. Dog was laying on the floor, had to be force fed, and 10 days later, after the broccoli, strong amounts of broccoli seed, dog was up and got 16 more healthy months. And when I came over to the house, that wonderful dog was licking it out of my hands. He knew I was coming. So there are some studies on osteosarcoma cancer, basically cell studies, because, and this is so interesting, they're not doing huge clinical trials on dogs, diseases, canine diseases. Yet we know, and research has shown, it was perfectly safe. There was a dose study, and absolutely no side effects, because the Vitalica, or the Brocco Pet, actually, the Brocco Pet is a whole food. And it'd be no different if you were giving your dogs greens, but you'd have to give a lot of greens to get the power that's in Broccoli Pet. And you probably have to give like 6 or 7 boxes of sprouts or you know, pounds of the ripe broccoli, and then you have the problem with the broccoli of thyroid, and then there are certain things in the sprouts you don't want, especially at high dose, but no problem with the broccoli seed. Now, getting back to my original premise on the microbiome, the broccoli seed, which then produces sulforaphane, has extremely positive effect on supporting a healthy microbiome. So you get to support your dog's immune system, the macrobiome, and again, translating from human studies across the board, you support canine brain health, because dogs can get, you know, dementia, eye health, hearing, skin, digestion, all with broccoli seed. Now, don't get confused on the web. You'll see lots of products and, oh, they have broccoli sprout powder. Yuck. Where are they getting the broccoli sprout powder from? From China? You know, how potent is the seed that they make? By the way, I learned this. How potent is the seed? I never knew this. And I, you know, you can get so close to a field and then you miss the obvious. And the obvious was, where do seeds come from? Well, they come from the broccoli. They're the last piece of the broccoli. If you leave broccoli out long enough, you will get the seeds. But people throw the seeds away. That was interesting to know. And you do not want to feed the seed. You want the seed processed. You want the oil taken out in a special, natural way, because the oil is great for the skin, but not so great taken internally. And then you want the seed ground up properly and mixed with some greens to make it active. So I'm so excited again about Brocco Pet. I'm on a mission to save 1 out of 3 dogs right now gets cancer. And if any of my listeners has unfortunately had this situation, it's terrible, because many traditional vets use the same type of treatment we do with humans, chemotherapy and radiation, which for the most part doesn't particularly work. And they don't use immune therapy. It's super, super expensive. I mean, I did see some research on stem cells, but it's still in early stages. What was interesting about the sulforaphane from the broccoli is when they combined it with a chemo and exposed cancer cells, you got enhanced killing of the cancer cells, and at the same time, you seem to get protection of normal cells. So I'd be happy, I'll be happy to do this. I'll eventually going to put this on Brocco Pet. Brocco Health, because we have Brocco Pet, I'd be glad to put the reference in the study so you can show it to a vet. And maybe the vet would be open to you doing this. So again, it's just lack of information, lack of funding to have, you know, these studies done, these, you know, the same kind of studies we've had done on the human use of broccoli seed and sulforaphane, prostate cancer, breast cancer, osteoarthritis, macular degeneration, glaucoma, early Alzheimer's, and the list goes on and on and on. Now, can you take Brocco Pet? Yes, you can. You can take Brocco Pet. It's perfectly fine for humans. But I also have, you know, the Vitalica. Right now I have the Vitalica supplement. VitalicaSupplements.com. I recommend the physician's formula because it's the most economical. You only need to take one a day. And that would be equal to dozens of pills of some of these web products that you see. And remember, sulforaphane is unstable. So when you see a product that says it has sulforaphane, it's lying. Just put in sulforaphane supplement in a Google search and you'll see. And 80% of the products are total fraud. Remember, the Brocco seed that I use, it's patented. It was in development for years and years and years. And it was the seed that the majority of John Hopkins research, decades of research on cancer and other health conditions, that's what they used. So get the original formula. So I hope this was, I'll do future podcasts on other canine supplements I think could be beneficial. You know, possibly glucosamine, and I learned about something called transfer factor that these vets told me about, and some Chinese herbs, and that was specific for canines. A new form, a much, much more absorbable form of curcumin from turmeric, because turmeric is very hard to absorb. There's a PhD vet, a vet who also had a PhD in animal physiology, and she was working with this wonderful advanced turmeric. I'll get more information on that. So there's lots and lots of canine information, and canine, not only canine health suggestions, but my daughter being an excellent dog trainer, I've learned a lot from her. And I'll share some of this information on future podcasts. So don't miss out. If you listen to my previous podcast and you enjoy this podcast, please share it with your friends and please subscribe. It helps the numbers so this podcast can get supported and I can then go out and do major interviews with all sorts of scientists who don't really get the exposure, and vets who don't get the exposure, especially the holistic vets. So again, if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and feel free to email me with questions. And again, thank you for listening. This is Steve Halpern.